Your grace is sufficient to keep us. Lord, you have called us to pray earnestly. And we want to thank you that when we come earnestly before you, that Satan cannot stand. He said we are to resist the devil, and he will flee from us. Mm-hmm. And we want to thank you that by resisting the devil and coming to you, we will be overcomers. Thank you for your manservant, Lakeith, as he come to us this evening and reminded us that where you have taken him from and where he could have been if he did not resist the enemy. I pray, Lord, that you would keep this young man in the palm of your hand. And I ask for your anointing on his life, on his family life, upon his ministry. And those that he come in contact with, he will always be a blessing and an inspiration to others. I pray, Lord, that you would hold him in the palm of your hand. And that your power will be always upon him and in him, that he can share your word. I thank you for each one on the line and each testimony tonight. And I pray, Lord, that you will always have a testimony. Because the enemy do not like when we testify. But we thank you. Thank you so much for giving us that testimony and that spirit of boldness tonight. So anoint us now, Lord, as we go into the 9 to 10 o'clock segment. I ask for your blessing upon us and in us, and speak to us and through us tonight. I give you thanks for each one on the line. Good evening. I want to welcome you to Global Prayer Hotline. My name is Olga, and we have Sister Sonia, Sister Ingrid. Team, your moderator for tonight will be yours truly. Sister Peggy, I want to give God thanks for you and each one on the line tonight. I would wish you blessed as I listen in to the different testimonies. And it takes me back. And I'm so glad that we really have a testimony. If we didn't have a test, we wouldn't have a testimony. We want to give God thanks.
Granted me forgiveness. I am his. Thank God he is mine.
Hallelujah.
Singing hallelujah. What a Savior. Hallelujah. What a friend. Yes, he's keeping, saving, loving. He's helping me and he's with me till the end.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, what a mighty friend. Oh, momently saving us, he's helping us, he's keeping us, and he promised he'll be with us too.
And we thank you that you are the lover of my soul and our soul. Lord, when friends fail us, and foes assail us, Lord, you are always there.
Mm-hmm.
You are the one that you make us whole. Thank you, Lord. You are our strength, my strength in weakness, Lord. I thank you for allowing me and all of us on the who are willing to hide ourselves in you.
Yes.
Lord, when we are tempted and tried, sometimes we fail. But Lord, you strengthen us and you kept us. And we have victory in you. I just want to give you thanks. Jesus, you help us in sorrow, in our pain. When the tears flow, Lord, you whisper sweet peace in our ear. And we want to give you thanks when the billows overflow us, Lord. Even when our hearts are breaking, you comfort and help us. You are the love of our soul. And I want to give you thanks, Lord. I want to give you thanks, Lord, for receiving us. And you are all in all this evening. You have granted us forgiveness. And I'm so thankful that I am yours. We are yours tonight. And you belong to us. Help us to own you. To abide in you tonight, Lord, and allow you to abide in us. To create that atmosphere that you can live in us. I pray that your Holy Spirit will saturate our lives tonight. Our heart, our mind, our soul, and our body, our inner being. That as we go from day to day, night to night, we will realize that you are in control because you are the lover of our soul. Lord, you said perfect love casts out fear. And we want to thank you tonight for reminding us,
Lord,
that when we love you, there is no fear in love. There is no fear in us because you are a God of love and you are the lover of our soul.
Yes.
So tonight, Lord, we are saying hallelujah. What a savior. Lord, you are our friend. You save us. You are keeping us. And you are helping us, loving us.
Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy.
And you promise, Lord, that you will be with us to the end.
Yes.
Help us to remind ourselves tonight that though the circumstances of life may arise, you promise that you will never, ever leave us nor forsake us.
Yes.
Now we give you thanks tonight for the promises that though men try to change them, Lord, have them help us to cement them down in our heart and our mind. With the help of your Holy Spirit tonight, that you will be with us to the end. Help us not to let go, but to remember that you save us, you will help us, you will keep us, and you are loving us always. Bless each one of us on the line as we come with our different circumstances. Our faces are different. And may we emulate you. May your character be in us tonight, Lord. Because we want to be like you. Amen. And may you hear our cry. Be with those that are ailing at this time. Some are mourning at this time. Some are despair. But you said you are the lover of our soul. And you will help us. And to let go and let you have your way in their life. Be with our leaders, our pastors, our ministers, as they minister to others out there. We ask for your protection on their lives and their children, their families. We pray tonight for marriages that are in turmoil. Spirit of the living God, pour afresh upon your families that you have joined together.
Fall afresh, Lord. Fall afresh.
I pray, God, that your Holy Spirit will walk through each apartment, each heart.
Please, Lord Jesus.
Unite the hearts and mind together. Knowing, Lord, that you are in control.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Be with the children, Lord. So many are confused. But they need you even now.
Mercy, Jesus. Mercy.
I pray, Lord, that the family will remember that when we pray together, we will stay together because prayer is strength.
Yes.
It only comes from you. Pray for those that are single and are struggling at this time. Their children to make ends meet, Lord. I ask for your strength, your guidance. I pray that you would keep them and lead them, and they will be willing to follow you in obedience. Provide for them. Give them a word which only comes from you. Reminded that you are the light and their salvation. Even those that are missionaries abroad who are spreading the gospel, we ask for your protection and your Holy Spirit guidance with them. And that you would lead them into the path of righteousness, and men and women would surrender their lives to you. Because you are a friend of sinners.
Lord.
You are the lover of each soul tonight.
Hallelujah.
So we just want to give you thanks and praise for your loving kindness and your mercies.
You.
I pray for Sister Sonia tonight, Lord, that you would be with her, breathe upon her breath of God, and fill her with life anew.
Yes.
That she will live and cling to you, Lord. And as she clings to you, I ask for your touch upon her, your healing power in her life at this time. anoint her afresh. And I pray, Lord, if there is maladies in her body, that you would flush it out. Thank you for touching her mind, her body, whole entire being, and bring complete healing spiritually and physically. We look to you and we surrender all to you tonight. We tell you thanks. In your matchless and mighty and all powerful name I pray. Your thanksgiving.
Heavenly Father, as we pause a little longer in your presence, just to thank you for being our Redeemer, our Creator, and our Sustainer.
Yes,
and
Lord.
As we realize each day that we have to look to you, Lord, help us to continue to trust you, knowing that you will never change and you will never fail. Continue to bless each and every one that is gathered here. Continue to bless Sister Hauger, Sister Sonia, and Sister Ingrid as they continue to lead out faithfully at the 9 to 10 o'clock devotion, our Lord. We want to thank them so much for the ministry that they give from night to night, and may we continue to realize the time we are living in, and we have a part to play. Each and every one have a testimony to share with someone, Lord. Help us to continue to finish the work that you have called us to do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
13 to 18. Ephesians 6. And verse 13 to 18. Loving Lord, take our minds, our heart. Let your word come alive in us. Bring deliverance and victory to our hearts tonight, I thank you. For your deliverer of our soul.
Anybody read?
Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that he may be able to withstand in the evil days, and having done all, to stand.
And therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness.
And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
And his helmet of salvation, the sword of truth, is the word of God. In all ways with prayer and supplication in the Spirit. To what is therefore with all perseverance and supplication for all things.
Amen. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Amen. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all things. The whole armor. And Paul is warning us to put on the whole armor, because we know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. That we are to stop quarreling with each other. Stop fussing with each other. Maybe our family member, our church brethren, our prayer line brethren. Not human beings, but principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. We are not supposed to harbor wickedness in our heart and in our mind, because Jesus is the lover of our soul. And we have to remind ourselves that we should take on the old armor, which is the Word of God, that we may be able to stand, so the Holy Spirit will have to be in us. And we have to stand, having our loins girt about with truth.
Yes, Lord.
And we know it's in the Word, back up Holy Spirit, and our loins girded, and the breastplate, He's watching our back of righteousness. And our feet, shodded with the preparation of the gospel of peace. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you.
Not as the world giveth,
but as I give unto you. Peace. The world is in turmoil. People are so miserable with each other. Even when people die, people are still fighting for what? A piece of paper. I watch family member
tell me about it.
Fight for a piece of paper. Who want to bury who? And the thing about it, the person don't have anything left behind more than the carcass. And that carcass would never be good.
My.
No, never be good. Nothing at all. And people are fighting for the piece of paper.
Ooh, hallelujah.
When Jesus leaves peace, preparation of the gospel of peace, no one fighting for the gospel. But we fight for earthly, worldly things.
Take with us as we go.
Which we cannot take with us. We have to leave it.
Yes, ma'am.
Anger is killing so many people. And hiding under the banner of Christianity. And what? We have to be reminding men that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And for that reason, we are warned to take unto you the whole armor of God, that we may be able to withstand in the evil days. So when the enemy comes upon us, the Spirit of the Lord will take a standard against the enemy. If we will allow the Spirit of God to live within us, the enemy will not overthrow us. that's why the word of God said, thy word have I hid in thy heart, that I will not sin against thee. So we have to stand therefore, having our loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. What is on our feet? Is it the gospel of peace and truth? What are we wearing? Is it the helmet of salvation? And are we carrying the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God? Not only in our mouth, but in our heart. Are we praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for saints? What are we doing? We will have to ask ourselves the question, because no one can answer that question but us. Only Olga can answer that question for Olga. And as my sister prayed, and the third prayer for the day, that God made us out of the dust, stoop down, and he knows our frame, and it's only him know what is in our heart and us. I'm so glad tonight that he is a friend of sinners.
Yes, Lord.
And he is the lover of our soul. Tonight, he's saying to us, his word is most powerful weapon, is the most powerful weapon that we can ever have. The word of God, Jesus himself used it against the devil. He used it when he was led into the wilderness.
Yes.
By the Holy Spirit. And Satan came to tempt him. And we read about that in Matthew 4, verse 1. And as we think, and as we look, and try to process it, how he would want to tempt the Son of God.
My.
Because he was left alone. But he was not alone. So when the tempter came to him, the way he come to all of us, and Jesus used the word of God to refute him, and we ought to do the same.
Yes.
Reminding him, because he works on our appetite, the things that we love, the desires of our heart. And many times we are in denial. And he loves when we are in denial. He said, sure, I don't like that. He knows that we are lying. Yeah. He knows. So he said, okay, go home and come back with a credit card. And then we pass by and we look at it again and we complain when we don't find it. We buy it, we pay for it, and then when we go home, we are not using it. Too much of the same, and then we have the bills to pay. Then we lost the job. Then he said, I got you where I want you. Stress, depression, because I've been applying for a job and I cannot get a job to pay the bills. I put myself in it. I should have said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Matthew 4 words are there for us. He tries to destroy our life. But when we are prudent, we will foresee the evil. Because a prudent man see evil and hide himself. The simple pass on and punish. That's Proverbs 27 and verse 12. Remind us. The moment we identify evil working in our midst, we should hide ourselves in the Word of God.
Amen.
And the Word comes again. The old armor comes back again. We should hide ourselves in the Word of God, because there the Holy Spirit, the indwelling Spirit, will speak to us. When we praise the Lord, the enemy does not like that. He hates every time we worship God, because he requires worship. And he cannot tolerate the worshiping anyone else but him. So when we worship God, he has a problem. He detests us. He cannot stand around us. And when we know that when we worship God, God's presence dwells powerfully in our midst and in our lives. Obviously, because he is, God is the lover of our soul. The devil does not own it. We are to walk in obedience with God. We are not to live in sin or walk in disobedience. Obedience is sin. When we walk in disobedience, this leaves the door open in our life for the devil to gain of entry. He will come in. He likes when we are disobedient. So that time he has a foothold. And we are not to give him any foothold in our life. But when things happen, we are going to blame him. And it's not him, it's us. Because of disobedience, we complain that the enemy do this and the enemy do that. No! to give him the power. We cannot give him space to erect stronghold in our life. We have to be aware of the damage that he wants to do to us, the discouragement, the disappointment that he wants to bring to our life, and the heartache. And whenever time he comes in, he left damaged. Left us damaged. It's been so hard to get back where you was. Some do not. We struggle to get back to that point. We remember when we accepted the Lord, when we surrendered our life to the Lord, how we were on fire. And he just threw cold water on us. And if we say we would like to have testimonies, no one have a testimony again. Because he tried to shut us up. And when we testify, he's defeated. Because he's a defeated foe. So, for that reason, we have to close the door to him and allow God to come in. Tonight, Paul is saying to us that we should stick unto ourselves the full armor of God, that he may be able to withstand in the evil days. The days that we are in are evil. And having done all, to stand. When we take the armor on, and we do all, we need it to stand. We need it to stand. We cannot stand without the armor of God. We cannot, and we will not stand. And 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 4 remind us, for the weapon of our warfare is not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So all the imagination that we have, it casts down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against knowledge, the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Every thought that the enemy would bring to us when we are obedient and put on the whole armor, it have to, those thoughts have to come into captivity. Because God is all-powerful. And we just want to give God thanks tonight. That above all, tonight we are taking the shield of faith. Because without faith, everything is impossible. But with faith, all things are possible. So we are taking the shield of faith wherewith we shall be able. To quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. May God help us tonight as we travel and live with the helmet of salvation and the word of God in our heart. We will know, and others will see us and know and want to know the God of our salvation, the God that we serve, and that we will murmur nor complain. But we will give thanks to God even when the trials are there. And even when all hell break loose, we are still holding on to God and changing hands.
Yes, Lord.
And holding this shield of faith. In spite of what you may be going through, remind yourself that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And the person that is wrestling with you is not the person, is the man that lives within the person. And that's why we have to pray one for another. And to have faith and trust in God that He will keep that which we have committed unto Him against that day. And also remember that Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul. That when your friends fail you, maybe your husband fail you, your wife fail you, your children fail you, your sister fail you.
Yes, sister.
Your cousin fail you, your brother fail you.
All of them.
Mother fail you, father fail you.
Yes, ma'am.
And all the foes assail you.
Yes.
He is my savior. And He makes me whole. The writer is saying, Jesus, what a stress for weakness. What was He going through? Let me hide myself in Him. He was tempted, tried, and sometimes failing. The Lord, He is my strength and my victory wing. Jesus, what a help in sorrow. While the billows o'er me roll, my God, the billows o'er me roll, even when my heart is breaking, sometimes our heart break and we give up on life and ready to commit suicide. My Lord, even end up in the asylum because of heartbreak. But the writer is reminding us, even when my heart is breaking, He said, He, my comfort, help my soul. When our hearts are breaking and aching, we need help, and our help coming from the Lord. The doctor will pump us up with medication. But when the medication goes out, that's it again. But Jesus, Jesus, who shed His blood on Calvary to redeem us, He is the lover of our soul. And He will help us. Jesus, I do not receive Him more than all in him I find. He has granted me and all of us tonight forgiveness. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
I am his.
And he's mine.
And he's mine. Yes. What did I do that I believe that God cannot forgive me? There is nothing that I have done, or none of us that we have done, that he won't forgive us. He will forgive us because he is love and he is a forgiving Savior. He gave his life to ransom our sin, and he will forgive us. So whatever it is tonight that maybe someone has done to any one of us, we should forgive such a person and let go and allow God to be the lover of our soul.
Yes.
Because he is a forgiving Savior. Then we can sing hallelujah. What a Savior. Hallelujah. What a name. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Hallelujah. He is our friend. What a friend. He's saving us. Helping us. He's loving us. He will be with me and all of us tonight to the end if we will allow him to be with us. He is our healer. He is our life giver. He is our because he is the great I am, the everlasting Father, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is from everlasting to everlasting. He has never changed. He has never failed us yet. And he is still the lover of our souls.
Lord,
loving Lord, I thank you tonight for being our keeper, our provider, our healer, the born in Gilead, the everlasting Father, the one who never changes, the one who does not forget us. You need us slumber in our sleep. Lord, we thank you that if we dwell in this secret place of the Most High, Lord, we shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We thank you tonight that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we thank you, Lord, that you are hearing us tonight. You are looking at us. You are reading our thoughts and our mind. And we want to give you thanks tonight for allowing us, Lord, to cry. And you said before we cry, you hear and you answer. You are the repairer of bridges. So many broken homes, so many broken families, Lord. So many are mourning, losing their children. Oh God, to the hands of the enemy. But we place them at the altar tonight, Lord. And we ask for restoration. You promised that you will bring them back to us. And Lord, we cry because the poor man cries. And you hear and you answer. The Lord, as we come to the mercy seat tonight, we pray, Lord, that you will hear us. And we know that you are not, and you are not slack concerning your word. Lord, you have never lost a battle. And we are depending upon you tonight, that you will touch our children, our family members that do not know you as Lord and Savior, and those that walk away from you tonight, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus that they surrender their life to you, oh God, and allow you to have your way in their life. I pray that you will give them a bitter taste for sin, for the alcohol and the things that would hold them captive.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, we come against every chain that would hold them. In the name of Jesus, that they would let go and let you have your way in their lives, Lord. We look to you for complete deliverance tonight for our children and our children's children, Lord. We look to you for their soul salvation tonight, that they will cry out to Jesus, I surrender all to him, I freely give. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Lord, I pray that they will cry to you tonight. I pray that you will trouble their hearts and their minds.
Lord.
Give them a restless night, oh God, that they will yield themselves to you tonight. And that they will feed upon your word and surrender, Lord. I pray that you will take them out of their comfort zone. And oh God, there is a family member who is a he and can a she tonight, my God. I pray that you will rekindle your fire in their hearts. And allow them to know their identity. And if there's a he that becomes a she, I pray, Lord, that you will turn them around and allow them to know who they are in you tonight, Lord. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh upon our children. I pray, Lord, that we're here they are tonight, so many young people having the bullets in their hand, maybe thinking about going somewhere. I pray that
Lord,
you turn them around, my God.
Turn them, Jesus.
And allow them to surrender. I pray for Jamaica, the land, Lord, that we love. I pray, Lord, that you would be with them. A bullet is cheaper than a loaf of bread. But I pray, Lord, that it will not be used to kill anyone. Lord, but they will surrender their lives to you as they, it will burn them, Lord. They will let it go and let you have your way in their lives, Lord. I pray that they will run to a troop and leap over a wall, leaping high in high bounds, trying to find your word, to feed on your word and to live according. I pray for this country, oh God.
Yes.
There's so much kidnapping and so much killing is going on, that, oh God, you will still the tempest, because your time is near. Your time is now, when men and women should surrender their hearts to you, Lord. I pray, God, that you will move upon the hearts of your people, and that they will yield their lives to you. We look to you tonight by faith. We look to you tonight, that even those that do not know the armor, that they will seek to know about the whole armor of God.
Lord,
those that rejected your word, Lord, who has been brought up on your word, has rejected it. I pray that they will come back to basic, knowing that you are our creator.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we thank you tonight for touching our children, our family members, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, cousins, uncles, Lord, mother and father, and they will not die in their sin. Lord, we thank you for touching them, for speaking to them, and allowing them another chance in life. For you come that we have life and have it more abundantly. That we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. I pray, Lord, that each family on the line tonight will experience that experience with you that they have never experienced before.
Hello.
So we thank you for your healing power in the lives of our family and in our lives. We thank you again for those that are on the line, who has listened attentively to your word We ask that your Shekinah glory will shine in each life tonight.
Yes, Jesus.
That the desires of our hearts will be met. Because you are in control of our heart and our mind. So let your will be done in our lives.
Hallelujah.
And help us to be faithful unto death. That none of us will be lost.
None
of us will find rest. I give you thanks.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Lord.
Strength. Our strength. Our Redeemer. Amen.
Thank you.
Okay.